This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see sky.
My host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're 10 days away from Christmas Day, so we're talking lots about Christmas plants and things that you can be doing this year. You know, give us a call on any of those things and more, houseplants, etc. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get back into the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
It's Paul in Maine.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thank you, and top of the morning to you, sir.
You as well.
At this kind of idle time in gardening, I wanted to run some things by you.
Sure.
I've observed last year the lack of insects in the garden compared to other years. And I've been gardening a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the potato bug, and some, that was the only one that really was prevalent. I have a good-sized lot of corn. And I think I had 3 corn borers in the whole thing. And I was surprised to look. I found a way to detect when they're there. Corn borers attacked the spindle on top of the plant.
Yep.
First thing. They take that center section out.
Mm-hmm.
I had 3. And where'd they go to? Where did some of the other bugs? Not many. Didn't have any cabbage loopers or anything like that until the very end of the season.
Well,
potato bugs. Didn't you have people talking about them a week ago?
Yeah, last week somebody was talking about the potato beetle.
Yeah, I'll have a comment on that in a few minutes. But potato bugs are around forever.
Definitely, yeah. You know, it's interesting. You're not the first person who said that to me with not as many insects out there as it has been. You know, there's a number of factors that it could be. The use of insecticides that has been done in the past number of years can lead to some of that. You know, not having as many of a population. We've learned more about insects and when they're out. And so a lot of areas will protect them earlier, get ahead of it. It's kind of what the, you know, IPM is all about. Integrated pest management is watching, knowing what's going to happen and being able to take care of it. So I think it has a little bit to do with that, where we learned more. So we now have more beneficial insects that will actually take care of some of these other insects out there. That could be part of it. You know, there's a number of environmental factors that I don't know enough about to say is exactly the reason. But I think the weather had something to do with it. We had, the year has just been wacky when it comes to weather.
My kind of weather, my friend. My kind of weather.
Yeah. You know, the July, we had the hottest July on record out there. And, you know, it wasn't very wet. Some wet conditions will, the wet and then the heat and then the wet and then the heat will help produce more of the insects, produce more of diseases, etc. on plants. So that could have a lot to do with it. It's kind of, there's so many factors into it that I'm not going to be able to tell you that it's just one specific thing, but I think it's really a combination of things. In essence, it's not a terrible thing not to have some of these, but at the same time, it's kind of concerning of what else could we be, you know, not seeing that's not there as well.
That's a possibility too, yeah. Yeah. About the potato bugs.
Yep.
Last week there was a go-around about who brought the bugs or the potatoes into the garden area.
Yeah.
The community plot and all this and that. 30-some years ago, I moved up here to Maine. And the first year I had a garden, I went out and tilled the ground. And I turned around, and there's potato bugs already there. That ground hadn't been touched for maybe 40, 50 years. Who knows?
Yep.
They're there waiting for you, and nobody brought them in. They were just hiding, and they didn't get caught until the dirt was turned over.
It's definitely, I mean, by banning a certain plant doesn't mean they're not going to be there.
No.
Yeah, that was the funny part of the story when we were talking last week. You know, they got rid of potatoes. You're not allowed to plant potatoes in that area, but you can still plant eggplant, which is a number, it's one of its top plants that it attacks. Just because it says potato beetle doesn't mean it only does potatoes. So it was an interesting conversation to have, that you could tell that some weren't completely educated.
Yeah.
To some of the decisions they're making. Just because you ban one thing doesn't mean it's not going to be there.
Yeah, and they do pretty good liking peppers and some other things, too.
Yeah.
And if they're hungry, they'll eat almost anything. So.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you talk about when deer or rabbit are eating plants. You know, you have these deer-proof and rabbit-proof plants. Well, if a deer or rabbit's hungry enough, they're going to eat whatever's available to them. So,
oh, yeah, I can tell you stories about about a squirrel, but it's not a day.
But, you know, it's definitely interesting to, you know, when we name an insect just one thing that has a specific name to it, like potato bug, the potato beetle, we think it's just potatoes that it takes over.
No.
But it's definitely not the thing. So it's interesting that... No, they're there. They're ready to go no matter what you have for a plant.
Yeah, it's like you looking down at your dashboard in your car and you see the half reverse. That doesn't mean you got to drive reverse all the time.
Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it.
So, it'll be interesting. I hope to have enough good health that I can get out and do things this year and see what happens. It was a good year last year and whatnot.
That's all we can hope for next year. Yeah. And have a great season of growing and good health. So, Paul, good luck to you, good health to you, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Okay, you have time for a half a minute of humor?
Sure, as long as it's safe for the radio.
It is. I've never seen a radio run away from me yet.
Jeez.
Back in the 60s, I had my first garden when I was a teenager at the neighbor's farm where I worked. And at that time, there was an older kid there, young man, that was in the agriculture department over at the University of New Hampshire. And he came home one day with 96 tomato plants, and we planted them, and they all grew. And you never see so many tomatoes in your life. We were trying to see who could jump over the pile and not get into it. That was quite the thing, that we had no idea how many they would produce, but if you got one plant, 100 ought to be better.
Yeah.
So, a lot of lessons learned over the years.
definitely. And that's what gardening's all about, is learning from your years past and what you can do better, what you can do the same, etc. So that's what makes gardening so fun.
Maybe someday I'll spend a few minutes with you and your audience. Some of my major garden failures. Kind of humorous.
Oh, perfect.
And good intentions with bad ideas.
Exactly. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. And that's how you get things figured out. So I don't see it as a bad thing. The failures are actually going to help you in the future. So,
I'll never do some of them again.
Exactly. Right? So it already helped you.
Yes. Thank you and bless you and your families.
Thank you, Paul.
And
have a great one.
For you again.
All right, Paul. Have a great one. We'll talk soon.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, coming up in about 15 minutes, we have Pat Stone from Green Prince. It's Green Prince, the Weeders Digest. We'll have some great information if you want to take a look online now. It's greenprince.com. You can sign up to get their subscription of it. And also give it as a gift. Perfect gift this year to be given to your gardeners. So definitely look there. Or give us a call here, 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're here to answer all your gardening questions. Coming up soon, like I said, Pat Stone from Green Print Magazine. Going to be here to give us some fun stories from the Weeders Digest. But give you some ideas of getting a subscription. Maybe you give that for a Christmas gift this time of year. So something to really be thinking about. Now, I had I was looking for different things to be talking about. And obviously with the holidays, you kind of think about, you know, Christmas trees and poinsettias and all those things, and obviously Christmas tree was one of the ones I wanted to get a few facts out there for. Some of the cool things here to see is 98% of all Christmas trees are grown on farms, and that's only 2% of the Christmas trees are cut from the wild, and that's all according to University of Illinois. Thought that was pretty cool. In the U.S., there's nearly 15,000 Christmas tree farms. That's awesome that it's all Christmas tree farms. So that's pretty cool. The Christmas tree was once hung upside down. There's a lot of information on that. It's a long and involved story. I actually saw it on my Facebook feed the other day. I think if you see them out there, there's artificial Christmas trees that are upside down trees. They're pretty cool looking. They're different, but it used to be a tradition. I like the upside down Christmas tree because it really shows your decorations and the ornaments that you have. So that's something that I've always thought was pretty cool. And then, a Christmas tree can take up to 15 years to really reach its typical height. Talking about 6 to 7 feet, depending upon, what it is. But it can take as little as 4 years to reach this height. But most of the time is about 7 years, 7 to 8 years. So that's some cool information in regards to Christmas trees. And one of the most popular Christmas trees out there is actually the Nordman fir. That one is it's a popular tree choice in Europe for a number of years, and it's starting to gain momentum in the U.S. It's a strong branched tree with a little bit of aroma to it, but it's a nice one. So look for those in the years to come. But it's definitely interesting to see some Christmas tree facts out there if you look them up, just to see some different things, not so typical things that you would always know. So, you know, like I said, one of the most popular is hanging them upside down. That happened for the longest time, but if you see them, it's not new. It's something that's always happened. So take a look at that. Another tradition, and I can't remember where it was started from. We'll have to look it up during the break. But the pickle ornament that you might see out there at a garden center selling or a Christmas tree shop, something like that. That pickle was a tradition back in the day where you would hide it into the tree. And usually what it meant, the first person to find it on the tree would be able to open the first present. Fun little traditions. There's different thoughts on which way it went. And, you know, was it a gift? Was it a gift to open a gift early, etc.? But that's a fun little story. When I was purchasing ornaments like this, the first time I was looking at them, I see you're trying to sell a pickle ornament. I'm like, oh, that's great, you know, and the fruit. And then you look at it, and there's actually meaning behind it. So it was pretty funny. You know, if you see that out there at a place that's selling ornaments, that's one of the reasons why. So just something to think about. You know, it's not so crazy to see a pickle ornament in a tree. So something to make you laugh a little bit and think about. We're about to go to a break. When we get back, like I've said a few times, Pat Stone from Green Prince Magazine tells some good stories from the magazine. A few others. We'll talk about how to get it, where you can get it, etc. So definitely stay tuned for that, because it is some funny stories, some good stories. He'll tell us a few of those when we get back. So we're going to take a break. Other side, back with Pat Stone from Green Prince Magazine. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could there be possible movement in dealings with North Korea? A U.S. special envoy for the North is reportedly meeting with the South Korean president today. Envoy Stephen Bijin arriving today for a 3-day stopover before heading on to Japan to meet with the prime minister there, Shinzo Abe. It's not known whether he's also going to meet with negotiators from North Korea in an effort to revive talks on denuclearization. The North saying it will go down, quote, a new path if their conditions regarding denuclearization are not met by the U.S. by the end of the year. Reports are the White House will announce this week that around 4,000 U.S. troops are going to be coming home from Afghanistan soon. That would leave just under 9,000 American troops in that country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Barron Garden Club. We're here joined by Pat Stone from Green Prince Magazine. Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm doing all right. I'm trying to get the motor running a little, get to, you know, prime it up, get it turning well. In other words, I'm a little sleepy and tired.
I hear you. I definitely hear you. Now, I want to get right into it because last time you joined us, you had some really, really great stories. But I want to start off. Can you tell us a little bit about Green Prince so we can, the listeners out there can know a little bit about it?
Well, most people have never heard of it. Green Prince is the Weeder's Digest. The Weeder's Digest, the magazine of personal garden stories, true garden experiences from gardeners all over the country, funny, warm, inspiring, touching, about families, about children, about horrible mistakes we make in the garden. I get stories from all over the country, all over the world. I've been sharing it for 30 years. So it's a magazine that touches your heart, makes you laugh. It's not a how-to magazine. It's a personal side of gardening.
Now, it's you can get it. You can go to your website to order it, right? That's What's the website?
The website is greenprints.com. Green prints, like thumbprints that are colored green. The magazine has sample stories. It has some of the beautiful art. You can click on any issue and see some stories because it's different. It takes a lot to get used to it, but it's very heartwarming and touching. I have readers that tell me they kiss each issue when it arrives. I have readers that tell me they laugh so hard, tears stream down their face. If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not do without my Green Prince. My wife and I do it. We do it out of our home. And trust me, you create a magazine out of your home, and it survives 30 years. It does it because people love to read it.
Exactly. Now, the last time I had you read a couple, different stories from it. Do you have some you want to share with us today?
I think I can rustle one up, Patrick, maybe one or two. We'll start with a funny one.
Perfect.
My No-Grow Azaleas by Robert Christensen of Bangor, Pennsylvania, not Maine, but Pennsylvania. He actually runs a circus, and he's a passionate gardener, and this is a story about one of his big mistakes. Several years ago, I planted 8 azaleas to make a hedge alongside the house. I opened up the subsoil for good drainage, mixed in peat moss and compost, set each plant into the earth at the right level, put on lots of mulch. In return for my effort, every spring they lit up the side of our home with a beautiful display of dazzling white blossoms. They thrived. For the past 2 years, though, they hadn't grown much. It was as if all 8 of them had simply decided to stop growing. They definitely were not becoming the azalea heads I had envisioned. It was time to take action. I started by consulting with my fellow gardeners. I'd explain the situation. They'd come over for an inspection and find nothing wrong. We'd scratch our heads, then start talking about how to rid the world of rabbits. Next, I expanded my inquiry to garden centers, the county extension office, the World Wide Web, several garden chat rooms, to no avail. I began discussing my azalea problem with my fellow commuters on the bus. After a few days of this, the bus driver added me to his pre-trip announcement. No tobacco, no alcohol, no cell phones. And does anybody know why healthy azaleas would suddenly stop growing? I knew things had deteriorated. The day I stopped at a traffic light in my car, made eye contact with the driver next to me, and asked him if he knew anything about azaleas. To my surprise, he answered, sure. What do you want to know? They're not growing. They got bugs? No. They look sick? No. Beat them. The light changed and we both drove away. Of course, I thought. If you want something to grow, you have to feed it. I should have stopped at this light earlier. Could have saved myself a lot of aggravation. Go feed them, I did. I fed, I waited, I watched. Nothing happened. Grow, dang you. I fed them some more. Still nothing happened. I fed them more, then some more, and some more. They died, all of them. They all died because I'd fried them with nitrogen. I had created azalea crispies. Finally, I began digging them up and tossing them into the wheelbarrow. A flash of silver caught my eye. It was one of those metal identification tags that nurseries attach. I must have forgotten to remove it years ago when I first planted the shrubs. I cleaned off the dirt and looked at it closely. It read, dwarf white azalea. I love that story.
That's perfect.
You know, I love humor in garden stories because it helps us laugh at ourselves, and that's what we need to do that because we're always going to make mistakes. We're always going to commit planticide and mess things up, and it helps to be able to laugh at it and roll with it rather than get too upset.
Yeah, that's a perfect story, right? Right when it's the dwarf azalea, it's perfect. You know, that's it's funny. One of the things I actually will say to some people who are looking to purchase some different plants, I'll sit there and say, well, you know, plants can't read books, so they don't know how tall they're going to get. Well, obviously, azaleas know that when it's a dwarf, it's going to get that tall. But, you know, it just it gives me a second set of humor here because I use something like that all the time. Now, we're joined by Pat Stone. He is... has a magazine called Green Prints Magazine. You can go to the website at greenprints.com. Can we also give you a call, too, Pat?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have an 800 number, 800-569-0602. If you call right now, you'll get the answering service, because as soon as this interview's over, I'll brush it off to do the music at church. But you can subscribe for $24.95 for a year. And if they mention you, I'll give them an extra issue. They'll get the quarterly issue of the magazine, and they'll get a free bonus issue of the Weeders Reader. And it makes a terrific holiday gift. It's so heartwarming and so inspiring and so much fun for the gardeners in your life, your parents, your relatives, your dear friends, whoever you know who loves gardening will love Green Prints. $24.95 at 800 569-0602 or greenprints.com.
Excellent. Now, we have plenty of time left here, so I was hoping you could do another good story for us. from the magazine.
I'd be more than happy to. We'll do a tender one now. We'll switch the mood. This one's called Flowers Grow in a Garden by Norma Johnston of Williamstown, Michigan. I tell anyone who asks that my love of gardening came directly from my father. What I don't reveal is that he taught me about a greater kind of love as well. Father's flower garden was beautiful and perfect. Everything was neat and in its place, even the white picket fence. Many paths separated the sections of his garden. One might hold daisies and phlox, and another, colorful foxgloves and daylilies. My mother would often wander up and down the paths, gazing at the beautiful flowers. One day, she must have wanted to spruce up our little house, because she picked up a large bouquet. I'd never seen her do that before. And indeed, the vase of reds, yellows, and pinks on the kitchen table brightened up our whole home. That night, when Father walked into the kitchen after work, he took one glance at the bouquet and exploded. "Are those my flowers?" he demanded. "Your flowers?" Mother answered. "I always thought it was our garden. Now you say they're your flowers." "You're darn tootin' they're my flowers," Father yelled. "I planted them, weeded them, watered them. You can look at them, but you aren't supposed to pick them." "Well, excuse me," Mother said, tears rolling down her face. "You just keep your precious flowers. I'll never go into your garden again." She ran to the bedroom, slamming the door behind her. I tried to stay invisible through this tirade. Father stood looking at the closed door for a while, then headed out the back door, probably to assess the damage to his garden. I slipped out the front, figuring that it was a good time to visit my friend's house. There, hopefully, the atmosphere would be a little bit more sane. A little over an hour later, I came back. I dreaded going to the house. But when I opened the door, I got the surprise of my life. My mother was sitting on the couch, smiling, and my father was next to her with his arm around her. When I looked around the room, it was easy to see why she was beaming. Every flat surface in the whole house had a jar of freshly cut flowers. I remember thinking that Father's garden must be pretty bare. My father had finally realized that flowers may be grown in a garden, but they, and love, should never be in prison behind a white picket fence.
That's a good one. I like that one. It's a nice heartwarming story there.
Yeah. No, I'm very blessed to get these stories. They really do come from gardeners all over the country. And this past fall, when I had to raise my subscription prices, because for 19 years I hadn't done it, and postage and printing just keep going up, I wrote my subscribers and said, you know, I'm going to have to raise the prices. I'm sorry about that. But if you're on a fixed income or have another reason why you can't afford to renew, please contact us and we will work something out. We don't want you to miss getting on Green Print. So I said, if you have a little trouble paying the whole price to renew, I'll help you out. And I had subscribers who donated money for those people they didn't know. I had people mailing checks for $50, $75, $100 to help people renew who otherwise couldn't afford to. And people do that for my magazine. I think that's one of the most touching things I've ever known.
Wow,
so people love it.
That's awesome. The spirit of giving, the spirit of helping others is definitely one I love to hear. Now, got a couple minutes here. I don't have enough time, I think, to read another story. We can do that maybe on the other side of the break if you have time. I know you got to run out. But just to remind everybody again where we can get the subscription, the phone number, website, etc.
Okay, well, ideally, I mean, you can always mail in a check, $24.95 to Green Prints, P.O. Box 1355, Fairview, North Carolina, 28730. But the easiest thing to do if you have a computer is to go to the website, Greenprints, like thumbprints with an S, thumbprints, greenprints.com, and you'll see the covers, you'll see art from issues, you'll read sample stories, you'll get a much better feel. It's a different magazine. Nobody's ever done one like it, so it takes a while to get used to it. The subscription's $24.95. You get all four issues, you get a bonus issue, and if they mention you, Patrick, they'll get another extra issue, they'll get six issues in all. And like I say, it makes a great gift. We send out a gift, personalized gift card. The 800 number is 800-569-0602. 569-0602. It's won prizes. It's popular all over the country. I'm very grateful to get the chance to do this, Mayor.
Excellent. Now, I had a gentleman call about an hour ago by the name of Paul, who seemed to have lots of good stories. He's been in the same area for 30 years, so hopefully he's listening. If not, I'll remind him next week. Maybe he should contact you about some of his stories. He has some pretty good ones. So
people send me stories all the time. That's where I get them from. I just finished reading 100 submissions and picked 20 that will go into the next issue. So I'm very lucky to, you know, I'm the only outlet for these things.
Yeah.
Personal, tender, funny stories. So I get great ones. I get good ones all over.
Awesome. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll do another story with Pat from Green Prince Magazine. And we're going to be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're joined by Pat Stone from Green Prints Magazine. And he's shared a couple of good stories. I was actually just reading one of the stories during the break. I thought it was a good one. Fits with me is Ask a Nurseryman. That one, I got a good chuckle out of that one. It felt so right. Anyways, I was hoping you could read another story from one of the gardeners out there from your magazines for us, if you could.
I'd be happy to. This is one of my favorite stories. It was sent to me by James P. Glazer of Minnesota. He was a Vietnam vet. When he came back, he had trouble re-acclimating to society and talking with people. And a lot of people had that problem. And gardening is what pulled him through. A veteran's garden at James Glazer. And when he sent it to me, it was just a little bit handwritten letter. And I thought, gosh, this guy's got something to say, but he hadn't quite said it. I wrote him back with some questions, and he wrote me back with another longer letter, but it was still incomplete. And I wrote him back with more questions. It took five letters for him to finally open up and tell me this whole story. My uncle was with the 8th Air Force in World War II. When he got out, he got into growing gladiolus. My dad was a Marine in Korea. When he became a civilian, fruit trees were his thing. I was a Marine in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969. When I came home, it took me years to realize what plants can do for you. I never could talk about the war. Neither could Dad or Uncle Louie. But I was worse. I couldn't talk about anything.
My wife said over and over, you never say anything. I couldn't. I didn't know how. I lost that skill in Vietnam. I had it when I got there, but it was gone when I came back. When you're in combat, you form fierce bonds with your squad members. You get closer than you were with your own brothers. After a few of these get killed, the loss is so great, you're afraid to get close to other people. You love your wife and children just as much as anybody else, but you're so afraid you might lose them, you can't express it. At the same time, you get protective, very protective, maybe controlling at times. You can't relax and be normal. That's how I was. Wound up, tight, silent, a mess. Then one day I heard my dad talking to his apple trees. Well, I want you to know it's very impolite to listen to a man talking to his plants. So I didn't. But it got me to thinking. I started my garden the very next day. That first year, I didn't talk to my plants. I yelled at them. How could you be so dumb? I shouted at the tomatoes. What's wrong with you? I grant the sunflowers. Lighten up, would you? It's over, okay? I was like a drill instructor swearing at his recruits. Only when I was yelling at the plants, I was really yelling at myself. Those days of yelling at my poor plants let me sort out the things that were bottled up inside me. Sometimes I watered my plants with tears. Going to war isn't nice. It's a time where on the one hand, you're a god, and on the other, you're a scared high school kid. Then when I got back from the NAM, some people spat on me and called me a baby killer. I was so mad, so frustrated, so empty inside, I didn't know what to do. So I yelled at my plants. It's hard for a combat vet to ask for help, but my plants gave it to me. My garden became my community. I cared for my plants. I brought them water and compost. I protected them from weeds and insects, and they responded. They grew wonderfully. After that first season, I got so I could talk to my plants. I could even sing to them things like show tunes and the Marine Corps hymn. I'd say things like, how's it going? You need anything? You look good today. I learned patience from plants. You can't hurry a carrot. I got to feel pride again. I have, without doubt, the best early girl tomato you ever tasted. And I wanted to talk to people again, to tell them about my garden and share my harvest. Then I started thinking about communicating my inner feelings to my three children. By this time, my wife was gone. And I deeply wanted a real relationship with my kids, one where we could talk about life, ideas and feelings, not just school and the weather. So I practiced with my plants. I want you to know how important you are to me, I'd say. I'm trying. Sometimes I get so mad I just want to shout. I don't know why. I want you to read this book. I think they explain how I feel. That made all the difference in the world. Today I'm friends with all my children. We can talk in equal person-to-person way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.